So some samskaras work who can overcome more easy than others. Depend how deeply rooted in our chit.
So that's a statement, or that's the statement, or that's a question?
Question. It is. Some samskaras are easier to get rid of than and some are deep rooted in our.
Yeah, like for example. The question is, I guess the question is, are some samskaras easier to get rid of than others? Of course the answer is yes. Because what makes samskaras? Activity makes a samskara. So the activity you do a lot creates a strong samskara for that activity. So what's the activities that human beings do the most of? So there's four of them. Ahara. Ahara means eating, nidra, sleeping, maitun, bhayam, man, woman, enjoyment, and fear. So we got afraid of this, afraid of that. How many times we said I'm afraid in this life? 10,000 times. That makes 10,000 samskaras. I'm afraid. How many times are we eating this life? That's why when you tell people you have to give up grains on because I'm gonna die. Some people say I'm gonna die, and some people say no big deal. Some people have a lot of samskaras for eating, so giving up eating is very difficult for them. Some people have a lot of samskaras for man, woman, enjoyment, so brahmacharya is very difficult for them. So that's why we're told to get married. Do bhakti with your wife. Gradual process. So the more you've done something, the more deeper it's rooted in the citta. So the converse is also true. The more you engage in bhakti, bhajan, there's prakriti samskara and alaukik samskara. Alaukik means spiritual samskara. We can call them bhakti samskaras. So bhakti samskaras are making spiritual impressions in the citta for reading, for chanting. So some people, they come in, they take birth, and from an early age, they pick up mridanga and start chanting. Because they have samskaras of playing mridanga and chanting for the last life. So they become naturally drawn to it. Some people have samskaras from last life for tapasya. So you can naturally drawn to in this life. So obviously the samskaras are deepest in everyone's citta, are eating, sleeping, mating, defending. That's why it's so hard, that's why Rupa Goswami says, Upanishad, Vacho Vega, the first instruction of Bhakti Yoga is what? Control the tongue. Vacho Vega, control the eating and speaking. Vacha Vega, Manasa Krodha Vega, control the mind. Krodha Vega, control your anger. If you get angry, dog fight. Dog fight in Prasadam Hall. You stole my mom. We see it all in all. 50 years of doing this stuff, boy, you see a lot of stuff. I mean, after 10 years you see it all, what the heck, 50 years you see it all 100 times. So these are samskaras. So we all have unlimited millions of samskaras for ahara, nidra, maitun, bhayam. But that shows you the power of chanting Hare Krishna. One lifetime you can completely clean your citta. Your citta can be completely soft, completely pure. Chaitanya Dharpan, the mirror of the conscience, the citta. And you go to Krishna one lifetime. That's the power of Nam-Bhajan. That's why all books and all shastras and all acharyas say, do Nam, chant Nam, chant Nam. Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Yukhevalam. Hello, and this day, and this day, and this day, I got you on your top. Three times, no other way, no other way, no other way, chant, chant, chant. So easy, so powerful, so sweet. Otherwise, we're doomed, we're helpless. We're Kali Yuga, we have no hope to get free from all these samskaras. Nam Vajan.